footy stat extraordinaire and former Esperance local, Tim Paris. Mate, we're almost at the end of the year. Going to give a bit of a projection and a bit of a chat about what's to come for the next year for mainly the Eagles and the Dockers.
Most certainly. Good morning and good morning, listeners. There is certainly plenty to look forward to for both WA teams, and probably first and foremost, Draker, is the opening of the new stadium. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yes. I mean, if I had that big amount of money to get that special seating for Bank, I think it was the Bank West area, if I'm not mistaken, that would have been fantastic. But yeah, that stadium is, I believe, really much world class.
Absolutely. And both teams are looking forward to it. A couple of other things we're looking forward to with the West Coast Eagles. Nick Natanui coming back into the team, of course. He has that real X factor, the athleticism and the ability to bring his teammates into the game as well. And from a local point of view, Draker, we're looking forward to seeing how Braden Ainsworth goes. Hopefully he can train hard, have lots of fun, get a few games together in the waffle and see how it all goes from there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's great to see someone doing Esperance really, really proud, that's for sure. Are you going to be more towards Eagles having a better season or the Dockers? What are your thoughts?
A little bit hard to say at this stage. Hopefully they can both be very consistent, though. And, of course, with the Dockers, they've got plenty of new recruits, including Nathan Wilson and Brandon Matera in there. Looking forward to seeing what they can bring to the table. And hopefully they'll be taking the game on a little bit more and finding more and more avenues towards kicking goals. And speaking of keeping on, we're looking forward to seeing Nat Fyfe keep on keeping on, and hopefully he can take his game to another level perhaps and really lead the way for the Fremantle Dockers.
Just quickly, did you say Brandon Matera? That's in relation to Peter and Philip Matera, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Ooh. There is some family relations there, so hopefully he's got to be just as exciting as Peter Matera was when he played for the Eagles back in the 90s.
God, second generation there, and it's in the blood, it's in the family. There you go. Exciting times. I'm feeling good about the Eagles. All right, well, thank you very much for joining me, and all the best.
No worries, Draker. Always a pleasure. Thank you.